Just a Glimpse, EBC client Phyllis Levitt. Born in New York City, Phyllis was married and raised two children while she simultaneously managed a very impressive career teaching everything from preschool to graduate school. She and her family lived in New Zealand for 10 years, where Phyllis received her doctorate in education and sociology. On the cutting edge of the women's movement in the early 70s, she was one of the original founders of the Dunedin Collective for Women in New Zealand. When Phyllis retired in 1990 after a very fulfilling and rewarding career, she saw an opening to revive her girlhood dream of becoming an artist. Though she says after a lifetime in the academic world, she thought she would never go back to school, she enrolled and completed 3 years of art training. But as her vision declined, she found it more and more difficult to paint. Losing the ability to paint was a very distressing thing. It took me away from that right brain kind of focus that I had come to cherish. Enter the Da Vinci Reader. Phyllis explained that a camera on the Da Vinci can capture a section of a painting that she's working on. She can magnify what the camera has captured up to 14 times to see more detail, and then go back to the painting and make a correction or revision. Her dream of painting has been revived. She is painting and she is thrilled. For about 25 years, Phyllis has been very gradually losing her vision. She was diagnosed with macular degeneration when she was in her early 60s, but didn't find her visual limitation interfered too much until about 6 or 7 years ago. Phyllis is a very strong and courageous woman, but she admits that when her husband died after 58 years of marriage and her vision was diminishing, there came a point where she started feeling alone, without any idea where to get some help. During that time, she was in a fabric store with a friend and someone offered her a pattern book to look at. She declined because she couldn't see well enough, and the woman told her about the Earl Baum Center. She called the center and says that her life began to open and unfold. She says that she was ripe for something wonderful to happen, and EBC was that wonderful thing. Phyllis began taking classes at EBC in May 2013, and she has taken both Susan Hirschfield and Denise Vansel's classes. She continues instruction with Regina Kuchis and computer skills with Jacques Law, who both travel to her home. She thinks she might be nearing the end of working with Regina, but given the major challenges with the computer, she thinks she'll be seeing Jacques for a while. She says all of the things she has learned have been extraordinarily helpful. Phyllis lives in Healdsburg with her Springer Spaniel, Alfred. She has lived there for about 20 years, so she has garnered a true sense of community in her neighborhood and beyond. But she really values the community she has experienced at the Earl Baum Center and her relationships with instructors and new friends. If Phyllis met a person with low vision, her advice would be, get in touch with the Earl Baum Center. There's no doubt about that. She has referred at least two people to the center and carries the EBC phone number with her at all times, just in case she meets someone who might benefit from the center's services as much as she has. Phyllis Levitt is an interesting, engaging, and very articulate woman with a life story that can only be very peripherally recounted in such a short article. She is a member of this, your dazzling Earl Baum Center community. Hopefully you will have the good fortune to cross paths with her one day.